How wonderful is this holy time of Advent. How wonderful are the two invitations that the Word of God has given us in the last two Sundays. One, to keep watching with perseverance, and the other, to make straight the way of the Lord. I have a story about joy and happiness to share with you this morning. Once, there was a very poor child that had no shoes to wear. So all the evenings, after he had done all the work his father had asked him to do, he used to sit in front of his small house, thinking with sadness of his inevitable destiny. Later on, a handicapped boy with no legs was passing by and stopped right in front of him as he saw that some tears were falling down from the poor boy's eyes. He asked, "What are you crying for?" The poor boy answered, "Because I have no shoes to wear." At that, the lame boy said, "Look at me, I have no legs." "You are sad because you have no shoes. It is not as bad as you think. I would like to have the feet you have." The poor boy learned his lesson. "Why be so sad about a pair of shoes when I have good feet?" And jumping and skipping happily, he went down the street. My brothers and sisters, boys and girls, this morning we are celebrating the third Sunday of Advent. I want to tell you about the wonderful message of joy and happiness from the three readings we just heard. Let's learn three reasons and hear five voices. The joy for the Lord is coming. Why we are Christians happy? I'll tell you three reasons from the Holy Scriptures. The first reason of our joy is the fulfillment of Jesus' promises that he would return at the end of the times to give us the fullness of his kingdom, and how he is announcing the gospel to the poor. It's a joy that springs from the hope that our fragile and weak nature will be transformed. The joy for the Lord who came. The second reason is our certainty that the last coming of the Lord will take place, that this transformation will become a reality, has its foundation in the incarnation of Christ. The Lord came already. He was made man and has started to change the world. His coming in history is the beginning of the abundance which will be given us when he returns in glory. The memory of this event is the reason for our joy. The joy for the Lord is with us. Another reason, brothers and sisters, for our happiness this morning is that our Lord is every day among us. We don't have to think just about the future of the coming of the Lord or the past. When he came 2,000 years ago. Because his coming is an everyday occurrence. The joy is still alive in us. For we are able to feel his presence. The continuous coming of the Lord. The Lord is here. In this Eucharist celebration. He himself is present by his word. He's present by you. His people. He comes to us by the bread and wine, transforming to his body and blood. If the word of God penetrates into our souls, if the body and blood of Christ feeds our faith and transforms our life, it's due to Christ's presence. For his coming to our lives and dwells in our hearts. Now, brothers and sisters, we know the three reasons why we must be happy. As we have heard from the mouth of the prophet Isaiah, he has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. Moreover, to announce a year of favor from the Lord, a day of exoneration by our God. I rejoice greatly in the Lord, in my God is the joy of my soul. Therefore, let's hear the five voices in the inner peace of our hearts. The first voice comes from Isaiah. Hear his message of happiness for the returning of Israel to their fatherland after the exile in Babylon in order to develop a new people. It's a warm and enthusiastic voice that anticipates the gospel of Christ. Hope for the sick. Joy for our sad, desolated, and unhappy society. The perfect and definitive jubilee where a new world is established and the relationship between us is transformed into an alliance of love and comprehension. The wife receives a robe of salvation, a mantle of justice, the diadem of jewels of happiness. The second voice comes from the Baptist. It's a voice that guides us and has the job of showing the right way for the family to live. The perfect light to our problems. The perfect baptism, because John himself said not only in water, but in the Spirit. The voice that testifies the joy of having the wisdom and certitude that the only one who can guide me is in this changing society, is already among us. The greatest one whose sandal the strap I am not worthy to untie. The only one that I follow, obeying his law of love. The only one I believe in. The third voice is the voice of Christ. We hear the very voice of Christ through the testimony of the Baptist, as he presents him not only like a sunbeam, but the light itself. Listen to his voice. I am the light for the world. Hear his voice telling us, wash off the mud of sadness and happiness, solitude and insulation that keeps you away from the immigrants and your neighbors. Didn't I tell you that if you had faith, you would see the glory of God? For voice is the voice of the church. It's the voice that calls today's Christians. It's the voice that's called you now. It's the voice that calls our children, our teenagers, our young people, to follow Jesus through the priesthood or consecrated life in this diocese. It's the voice that is calling you to share your talents, your time in your community, in your parish, to be an active part of it, to be the clever manager of the gospel, to take care of the business of the Lord. The church needs a response in a spirit, soul, and body, as St. Paul says in the second reading. The last voice comes from Mary, the mother of the church, and her cousin Elizabeth. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, for at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy." Brothers and sisters, boys and girls, may the Lord prepare our hearts in this wonderful time of Advent by the help of this Eucharist. So as you are here celebrating with me, don't forget, before you return to your work, to fill your hearts with joy and happiness, to share it this coming week, whenever you may go. God bless you.